All right, Laura, come on up here. Laura Maria gets the first poem. Where yet? All right. One poem tonight, and keep it like no longer than 20 pages.
No, just one page. It's always a long night.
I gotta get up for work tomorrow.
So do I. I'm teaching tomorrow. Can someone take some pictures? Thank you. This is about my third or fourth year reading poetry in a public forum, and I think at least my third year reading here. I'm not as popular as some of the great poets that have read here. I've only had two poems published so far, because my primary profession is being a musician and composer. I've composed 418 music compositions, including 21 symphonies so far. But one of these songs that I composed was for my future father-in-law and mother-in-law. My father-in-law was a rock and roll singer and played guitar. My future mother-in-law is a retired opera singer. So this song is composed for them. It's my 410th music composition. I also composed a symphony for my future father-in-law. And the title of the song, if you can use your imagination, it's a rock and roll music background to this. It's called My Darling Sweet Love, Mary Ann. And it's a duet where Dad would sing one verse and Mom would sing the other verse. Dad starts it out. My childhood love, Mary Ann, my heart is forever yours, on earth and in heaven above, our souls always together. Mom responds, you skated directly into my heart. Our teen love will last forever. You wrap your arms of love around me. Those handsome smiles brighten my life. And Dad responds, brighten all my days by sharing my life. The stars in your eyes shine a bright blue. Oh, sweetie, you are so very beautiful. You paint a beautiful picture on my heart. Mom responds, the poetry from your heart has me always smiling. Your loving words bring happiness to my life. Our family's journey will always be an adventure with love. From the Smoky Mountains to Dollywood to Disney World with love. Dad responds, I hit a home run from the first day we met. I bowled a perfect game in life with you as my wife. You gave us two beautiful girls and two handsome boys. Mom responds, you scored a hole-in-one when you came into my life. A little birdie told me you're just the man for me. My arms will always drape you with my love. Dad responds, we shared great love with our parents with a 70s theater play. You sang like an angel your way into my heart. May I always serenade you with love, strumming my guitar with words from my heart. And Mom finally responds, our family and I have always been first in your life. Every day with you is a very special day. Even midnight shares our life of love on earth and heaven above. We shall share our love together again in heaven for all eternity. Thank you. Do we have time for one more?
No.
It's a long night.
We have one more poet.
My name's Alyssa Sineni. Thank you guys for listening. This poem is called The Wig. Sad poem, sorry to end on a sad note. The wig. I've got my contacts and it's really small, but I'm gonna do my best. I remember when she turned to me. Her wig didn't follow the way real hair would have, but we pretended it did. And while we sat there, things began to seem slightly out of place, like in those confusing dreams just before you wake, as if we were speaking in a language that we ourselves did not know but could understand. My sister always had a wry sense of humor, so it was very straight and black, but I picture it now curly and extravagant. She asked, "How do you stand this?" Maybe we were waiting for the punchline, finally let in on the joke. Then, as sisters do, we would begin to laugh at the absurdity of something someone said. But no, things did not make sense. The order of things was all wrong in the most obvious and subtle of ways. Attempts were made to edit the details. If only we could protect our hearts this way, but truth is defiant. So in the warm beiges of the doctor's room, the truth stood out, black and raven. As our hearts broke, I answered, "I bear it." Thank you. Thank you.
I started out the evening by saying, "Truth is beauty, beauty is truth," and I meant that. I think it's important that we continue to take the course of action that we've chosen. And it has chosen us, that you are poets. Last week, there was a Baptist preacher, and it was in the paper, and I was gonna cut it out tonight, but I'm gonna make sure the poets get a copy of it, probably next week. He wrote that the Orlando shooting, that he should be unhappy about it, but actually he was happy. This is from a preacher. He said, "The only thing that makes him sad is they didn't kill more." And I thought, wow, somebody's children. And so I don't want to leave on that note either. I think that we have obligations as poets, as I keep referring to you as messengers. You have an obligation. And what you do with the talent, you know, everybody would like to wake up one day and write like Seamus Heaney or Galway Canal. You know, that's great. You know, it's that's really cool. But I think you write for the test of time. I think we're obligated to try to change the world and make it a better place. I've been doing it all my life, and I know some of these people in here. My friend Michael Worcester, we go back to the 60s, and we always believe we can change the world, rearrange the world. I think poets, we can do it, and I want to thank all of you, and it was a very humbling night for me. Thank you.